Hi, it's the girl out there right here with you. It's me, Cindy, and this week I am here with
Dear Diary.
am distracted by my own eyebrows because right now I'm an angry bird.
Oh, stop with your angry bird eyebrows. You're just so fancy and trendy. You just don't even know what to do with yourself. Stop it.
I just every once in a while just like to switch things up, but the boys don't even notice now. It's when I come home with these eyebrows, and I call myself an angry bird just because I get my eyebrows done, as many people know, and because I overplucked in the 90s, and now I do
Yeah,
get
didn't
the
work well.
eyebrows done. But always the first few days, I get very distracted when I see myself on Zoom because my eyebrows are like the angry bird, very dark, very
They're beautifully shaped.
they are beautifully shaped, not done by me. And
Oh, I was just gonna say, my mom recently downloaded this app that takes a photo that you've taken and basically makes you look like you could be on the cover of a magazine after it's been
oh.
like edited. But was like, I think, I don't know what it's called or what it is, but she's very excited with it. She was using it to enhance old photos of her and her dad when she was a kid, which is obviously a great use of it. But then she took a photo of me and was like, look, I was like, oh my God, I'm stunning. Look at that. I was like, except that I just look AI'd, like it's not me. I mean, it's lovely that got this app to make me look gorgeous, but
You could
I don't know, it really, it
definitely.
kind of just seems unfair. Like I'm just like, oh, it's just that easy to make yourself look gorgeous with an app.
Well, I think that's where what they call a catfish, right? When people put those on online dating sites, and then you go and meet them in real life, and then it's not that person. Did
Yeah, exactly.
you recall when I had that date up in Squamish? Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And that guy who showed
Absolutely, I
up,
do.
I was really quite excited about that. And I still remember he pulled out of his truck across the street from me, and he did not look anything like those pictures. And I took the camera, and do you remember? I was like, this is not you.
I'm sorry, I'm looking for the man in this photo,
In this
not you.
photo. And then I still remember he was just like, oh, ha ha ha. And then I had to go for that walk with him. Remember? And he made me hold his dog's leash while he peed
Totally did that. He had the nervous peas from the date, and
a
plus, he got called out on the fact that he doesn't look nearly as handsome as his photos, so.
Yeah, not even as handsome. Like he was saying he was like 5'10" and he was 5'6", and it was really, that was a very interesting date.
Yeah,
It was years
4 inches is a lot at that
ago.
height.
It's a lot of height. See, but people will do that now. They will completely catfish themselves on sites. I mean, on everything. I mean, we could be living our whole life. AI is really what they're saying.
It is fascinating. Like, why aren't we willing to present our authentic selves? Like, are we? Do we just think really poorly of ourselves that we want to present differently than we think of ourselves or we see ourselves? Like, or I guess you're just maybe not getting any dates, so you lie to try and get more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then in
Yeah.
the end,
Just
you're gonna have to go there in real life anyway, and they're gonna see. I mean, are you just hoping that your personality will win out? I don't know. It's a game.
Yeah, that must be the theory that if we just, at least if I can get the date, I'll be able to wow her in person with my charm.
Yes.
Or him, whatever. I'm sure it goes both ways.
Yes. So, how was your week?
It's good. A lot is happening. I feel like there, I think, I don't know if it was you that mentioned it or just in general what I'm seeing out there is it's like a purging kind of time right
Mm-hmm.
now. And like, yeah, some old things are coming up, and then like that I thought were gonna get sorted and didn't get sorted back in the start of the year are now like coming up again, and they're like actually getting sorted the way I thought they were going to right now.
Yeah.
With some work stuff that's happening, and then yeah, just there's that happening. So it's been a bit intense or heavy, but all in a good way, like kind of in a cleansing. This is, yeah. So that is where I'm at right now. And I've been in a workshop this week that I thought was not going to be cool, but it actually is. So that was nice. Oh,
Well,
fantastic.
this month is all about invitation, right? This energy of this month is all about and sometimes uncomfortable invitations, but also really about being honest with ourselves. So accepting and purging would be part of it, but just going like, okay, wait, what is this that I really want to feel in this moment? So it does allow you to kind of really sit in things this month.
Yeah, but with the hope of a clean slate,
Yes.
right? Like, as opposed to the sitting in it, but the like sitting in it, like, yeah, okay, we're gonna get here, but it's for the greater good of the future,
Yes.
right? Yeah, that's
And
what I'm
thinking.
feeling this week.
Well, I think that's the same thing which I talked to you about, was about with my work, right? There's big things happening, but I had to this week really sit in again. Okay, clean slate. Like we are clearing everything. We are clearing all the Instagrams. We're clearing everything. And lots of people would be uncomfortable with that. It's like your work, it's your the things you've done and all of the passion you've put into it, and somebody saying we're just gonna start new. It kind of tugs at places of yourself of what does this mean about where I've been and where I started from and where I'm going, right? And so big questions, but knowing and trusting that it's all for a greater purpose. It's a big time of, like you said, releasing for more.
Yeah, and just yeah, and I was able to like connect with people I hadn't chatted with in ages this week too, and it was almost like I could tell like that was like on my chest almost, you know, and for them as well, like I needed to just yeah re release that, move on, like not uncomfortable conversations at all, but just good conversations, you know. Anyway, it's just a processing time.
Well, and this month is about communication.
Oh, there you go.
Mean, every month is about communication, obviously, but this month is, and people talk about Mercury retrograde, and I don't really know all the details of Mercury retrograde, only that, I mean, I used to call it Mercury in retrograde, which it is not. It's Mercury retrograde. But the planets are in, they're moving backwards, right? So everything then means that things will be disjointed. And we will, in what the theory is that communication won't work, technology won't work as well, systems won't be as quick as they usually are. So communication can also be something that can be challenging for people, or you might send an email or a text and it won't go through, and then somebody else will be upset and you won't even understand why. And so it's all of the actual vibrations will be off. So it's a big time where when you sit in that and go, oh, okay, that's all mine.
Plus, we just had an eclipse. So I think that was a big deal in the world of astrology, too. I'm gonna guess that. I mean, you know, wasn't it nice to just see people get excited about that? Like, we didn't experience it here at all, because we had like what, 20% coverage or something like that. Well, all the terms I've used about totality. Like, somebody was live streaming it in my office, and like the cheering, like, that's so nice. Isn't
Yeah.
it nice to see people getting excited about something? It's just a natural wonder. Nobody had to pay for it. No, it's accessible to all. You know, like, I don't know. I just kind of like that aspect of it, regardless of what it means for the energy of the astrology world. But
But I think
I thought that was.
that's the joy, right? Is you hear about how cities where the winning team, that whole city's health actually is higher. And so let's say like the Canucks, if the Canucks are winning and going to the playoffs here in Vancouver, they have done tests to say that everybody's productivity in Vancouver goes up, elevated just because the sports team is winning.
That's the power of energy, right?
Have something positive and something that we can cheer for and something that we can all be winning towards. And I know people are like, there should be no winning and losing, but there's something about
Oh, stop. We need winning and losing.
that, like,
Sorry, people. Everybody likes a good win.
it is true, right? We want that, even if it's that independent win or all of us going for something together, and we see it over and over again. And so knowing that the more we can be doing that and focusing ourselves on something like the eclipse, when it's like we're all coming together to see something amazing and natural, that we actually can do amazing things. There have been studies showing as well that when everybody actually focuses doing energy work all together at the same time, that that actually shifts the energy, and we could be doing major things for ourselves by increasing that. Like if everyone in the morning was to do energy healing all at the same time and set the intention of doing that for good for people every day, what that could do.
We could change the world.
We could change the world.
We just need more love.
Yeah.
Bottom line.
And
Yeah. Because you know
it's
what? There's no politics in a solar eclipse. There's no vaccines debates in the solar eclipse. There's, you know, like,
no.
find something you can argue about. Although my mom might argue that she thought it was no fair that we didn't get much of the eclipse here. I was like, really, Mom? Anyway.
It's always going to be that, like, well, but yes, I think that's it. Finding, can we find something and get all excited about it? Like, why, right?
Yeah, a uniting event. Love. Yeah, just what
Yes.
we need. We need more of those. Can we just have a few more solar eclipses? Planets? No? Not for another 20 years, you say?
Yes.
All right, bring on another wonder that isn't a result of climate change
Yeah,
that
you
we
know, I
can
feel
get
like
excited about.
we could just do that. We just need more. I don't know. I could think about a 97,000 wonderful things we could get excited about every day. Don't you think?
Yeah,
Yeah.
but would everybody agree that we would get excited about those things? What's
No.
something, can you, what, tell me one thing that everybody could get excited about.
Whales.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good one.
There's no reason. This is, you know what this reminds me of? It's like when Phoebe wanted to do a good deed and then not feel good about it, and she couldn't find a good deed that would make her not feel happy. I can't remember what it was that she actually ended up doing, because she was like, no, still felt good about it. Oh, it's so funny. That was like the other day. Do you remember? I realized that I was Phoebe in Friends, and it was almost a shock. I don't even know if I actually said it to you. You know, everybody's
What was
always
the moment?
had, everyone, I think, in our generation, like felt connected to a character in Friends. Like
Perhaps.
you would have been
Yeah.
like Monica or
I did
Ross
have the Rachel haircut for a
or
while,
Rachel. Yeah.
but I was definitely more of a Monica for sure.
Yeah, see? And I was reflecting on something. Oh, I think I was going to send you the plan. I don't even have a plan of,
Yeah.
yeah, on something that we were doing. And I went, you know, I am Phoebe.
All this time you thought you were
Like
Rachel?
Rachel.
Monica?
Not Monica. But
Emma?
I think I probably I was either Rachel or Joey, I guess.
Yeah, okay. It's fair.
But then I was like, wow, like she talks to dead people and she speaks her mind and she's a little out there and she just doesn't care.
You've come into your inner Phoebe.
I've become my inner Phoebe, yes.
Yes. Which is, I mean, everybody loved Phoebe. Lots of people didn't like Rachel. Lots of people didn't like Monica. So
Right. Yeah.
very lovable.
It was a moment. I was like, whoa, yeah, that's who I am.
There are those realizations in life too that happen as we change. It's all just growth and change, right?
Well, as I was saying to you, I realized Chase had an incident last week. Yes. And so out on the rugby field, and that boy loves rugby. It's just where he loves to shine, and that's great. And 2 minutes into the game, his ankle snapped, and his rugby season was done. And you know, there's been many moments on that rugby field where I'm always just like, oh, I don't think this is not good, or where he's like, I think I broke my nose. And so there he is, and I'm on one side of the fence and trying to like get to him and running, like it's a big field. And
Right, yeah.
so they're pulling him over. Anyway, it's a long story, but I'm running across to get to him, and they're saying, you're gonna need to just go get your car. Like he needs to get to the hospital right now.
Right.
So I'm like, okay. And it's not at my school, it's at a different school. So I run up this up a hill, then there's another gravel hill, and I'm not thinking clearly, like the trying to
No,
run.
you're in fight or
I'm
flight,
just like, okay, I
obviously.
gotta go get the car, I gotta go get the car. And I can hear in the background noise. So I know that he is needing to go. It's getting fainter and fainter. And all I also can hear is like my heart beating. And it's not because I am scared, it's because I am dying. Being out of breath, and as the hill gets steeper and steeper, and I know that there are so many parents behind me. And I'm like, would it be bad to stop? Would it be like wrong?
Just
Like,
walk a little bit for a minute. Can we do like a five and one? Like 5 seconds of running, 1 minute of walking. We work up to this sprint to my vehicle thing. Poof.
close the door, and I was like, oh my God.
Come on, heart, get the blood to the lungs. Do what you gotta do.
Oh. And I'm trying to like get my breath back, and I'm pulling around to the side of this place, like, okay. And they're like looking at me, they're like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah. It's not because I'm scared, it's because I can't breathe. Like, and they're like, he'll be okay. And I'm like, okay. It's only because I'm out of shape.
I had the best workout of the last decade in the last 5 minutes while I was trying to find my car. Oh, God, that is devastating.
So
You
that was.
think that in those crisis moments, adrenaline's like, "Hey, girl, I got you. Don't worry about it. We're like lightning fast. I am gonna have you in your vehicle."
No.
Adrenaline failed you.
It,
I
yes, it did.
mean. He wasn't dying. I think adrenaline would have been there had you been like, oof.
I
We have
hope
min we have
so.
seconds, not minutes here.
I'd hope so. Like, I've seen people like lift human cars.
Exactly.
But me, I was like, I can't lift my foot. Like, it.
Yeah, it was the cardio part that let you down.
It was definitely a moment where I was like, you know, I need to get in shape because that was a very small distance to my vehicle and that did not go well. Like, that was not good.
Oh, yeah. Those
So
moments are mildly embarrassing.
it was an interesting moment. And then we ended up going into the hospital and there was four rugby players in the hospital already from p other games
Oh my gosh.
in the North Vancouver area,
Yeah.
not at his. And then I had him in one of those gigantic wheelchairs because obviously he couldn't walk. Me attempting to carry him into the hospital was also very entertaining as he's like.
You tried to carry him like you carry me down Granville Street. Like a baby.
I did carry you like a baby down Gravel Street. Yes, I did. I
Many
also
moons ago.
dropped you into
So it was as successful.
vent. So it was as successful, and he was like not comfortable. And I was like, "We've got it, we've got it." And he's just like, "Mom, you do not do this. Like, you are a grown man. Like, this is hard."
Like, I should be able to lift the car in this situation. Why can't I lift my baby? Oh my God.
So we get him in, and his leg's all swollen. And so they're like, "Here, you can put him in a wheelchair." And Chase is calm as a cucumber, right? Like, he's just like, "Yeah, great. Yeah, put me in that. Thanks." And so they're like, "Okay, you're gonna take him to triage two." And I'm like, "How do you work this thing?" Like, I'm trying to
Oh,
figure
like the hand brake, like you have to
the
pull it to
handbrake
make
and
it
all this
go.
stuff,
And if
right?
you release, it breaks.
Then
I
it's,
know the
yeah.
one.
So I finally figure it out, and then we move along, and I just speed right on by where we're supposed to go, right? Like, I'm just like, "What? Where am I going?" You know me
This
interacting.
thing going, I'm not stopping.
I don't know. So Chase is like, "Mom," and the two women at the desk are like, "We're right here, we're lady, lady." So
There's two.
I'm maneuvering him back in, and it was like, honestly, the whole night was just one thing after another. And then one person after another kept arriving from his game. Shoulder
Oh my
injury, another knee injury, and then his.
God.
Yeah, it's a good night.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is an interesting sport.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. I would be terrified.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why people are interested in that sport, but it's very popular. I
Yeah,
guess.
it does bring out a different side of them. Like, you can see it, like that confidence that they have, and they just that animalistic side, but they don't wear helmets. They're flying all over the place. There's no equipment, just a mouth guard.
Well, thank goodness his teeth are fine.
And thank goodness the season is done for him.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd be very good at watching that sport.
No, I do not like it. And we have something exciting happening this weekend.
We do. What are we doing this
We're going to Seattle.
weekend? We're doing a night in the city.
Love the spontaneity of us.
We are going to go see two comedians.
Yep.
Are we allowed to, can we share what we're doing? We're going to
Think
go see
so.
Tina Fey and Amy
Ready?
Poehler. Tiny Fey and Amy Poehler. So
I know
excited.
it's gonna be so good. Just I love, you know, just when you were like, yeah, I'm just gonna buy them. Let's do it. We did it.
Can you imagine a job that would require you to be more brave than stand-up comedy?
No.
Right? I mean, maybe being a surgeon, you'd have to also be very brave. I guess everybody's brain is completely different, but
No, but standing up,
oof.
I know my colleague, her son was a stand-up comedian. He actually ended up being on that show. What was that show that they had?
Just for laughs,
Yeah, where they all got voted. Was it Just for Laughs? Was that one?
or whose line is it anyway?
I can't
Is
remember.
that one too? Anyway,
One of those shows where
I
it
don't know.
was great because he ended up going up to the top. We all got
Amazing.
to watch him. But he's quite funny. But I remember her just saying, like, watching him get, from here and now in California, and just the agony of, getting up to these in front of people and knowing that you're going to fail. And sometimes people are just going to be silent. Oh my God.
Ugh. Ugh.
Silent. That would be.
Exactly. Yeah. I'll stick to podcasts, thanks. Boo
Yeah.
me all you want, I'll never hear you. Yeah. Anyway, such a talent. I just have a lot of admiration for people that can do that.
Yeah, no, it's going to be great. And they're so funny. It's going to be so fun. These and good
Amazing.
laughs. It's going to be great.
Totally. Mercury try and retrograde us.
It's
We're
not
going anyway.
going
We'll purge it all out in Seattle.
Oh, finish. Well, I did a podcast last week. It hasn't aired yet. And I was like, I just feel like I'm going to pull a card. And she really liked it. So I'm going to pull us a card.
Great.
And here we go. Are you excited?
Very excited, mostly because I pulled cards for myself and I put them on my little altar-y thing after I meditate sometimes. And my son was having a sleepover on the weekend, and his friend was going to sleep in the guest room where I have my little altar. I was like, "Oh, I pulled my cards down and put them flat on top of the shelf." Like, oh, fine. My son didn't want his friend to see that I have witchy cards all over
Cards.
the
Love it. This is our card. Healer, when you awaken to your truth, the feeling is so incredible and freeing that you may feel it, that it is your responsibility to help all feel this good. To try and awaken others is not the role of a healer. Your job is to feel the best you can in every moment, to be in full balance with you. Allow your higher self, the whole of the universe, to shine through you and inspire others to choose to see the world differently if they desire. Whatever they choose to do is up to them. You have the choice to love you and all. Everyone is at different levels of perception and consciousness. Whether anyone is perfect for them in their life in that moment. Let everyone be as they are and just focus on feeling the best you can right now. No one has to change for you to feel love because you are love.
Love that.
Such a
That's
good
so
card.
good.
I know.
So good.
Love it. That was our card.
Okay, healer. Can
Yeah.
do that.
Yeah. Well,
Great way to end our chat.
I know. So good. Okay. Well, love you.
I love you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.